Hey man, are you okay? You look exhausted.
Let me just catch my breath. Just exhausted lately. I just, you know, I can't keep on top of things. It's just,
really? You look weak.
I'm just weak. I need to build my strength. I just need to get back in the game. And just
I know what you need,
groove.
Man. I know what you need.
What I need?
Yeah.
What do I need?
You need a 80s montage.
An 80s montage?
Here we go.
Oh, God.
So just listen to my words and do everything I say. I've watched Rocky like 100 times, so I know this is going to work out. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, dude, first up, I want you to run around the block, mate.
All right, run the block. That could be a little bit tiring.
Okay, buddy, grab those weights and lift them above your head. You can do this.
Oh, this is heavy. I really can't do this.
All right, then, if you're not going to do that, lift the logs.
Don't make me do it.
I said lift.
All right. Getting a little bit easier now.
Now take my dog for a run around the block.
All right, so run the block again with the dog. Got it. Okay.
And give those floors a nice vacuum.
Yep. Cool. Vacuum the floors. Got it. Vacuum the floors. Got it.
Now scrubby, scrub those dishes for me. Do the scrubbing dishes.
All right, do the dishes. Done the dishes. Washing the dishes down.
Grab that scrubbing brush now and wash my car.
All right, so you want me to wash your car. Okay, whatever helps. You're the guy.
Drop down and give me 20, and then jump back up and clean those windows.
All right, so you want me to clean the windows. Clean all the windows? All right, cool. Let's do it.
Now grab out that heavy wallet and pay my bills.
All right, so what?
Yeah, that's right. Pay my bills.
All right, so pay your bills. How's that getting me stronger? All right, whatever helps.
Now be a good little trainee and do my washing.
All right, do the laundry. Yeah, I could. Dude, these stink. How long have they been out here?
Tell me, dude, how do you feel?
All right, I can feel myself getting stronger. Yeah, cool, this is working.
Have you done the washing?
All right, well, the washing is done.
So have you done the dishes?
All right, dishes done.
So have you ran with the dog?
Yeah, I ran with the dog. It is done. All right, I'm really starting to feel like I'm just doing your chores around the house here. All right, the entire house is done. I have done everything. I am feeling good. What are we doing next?
What are we doing next? Dude, you might as well go home. I've done all the chores for the day. I can just relax now.
Yep, so I was just doing all your chores.
I'm out of here.
Wait, what? Gander? Gander, hello? And welcome to another episode of May Contain. I'm Soups.
And I'm Gander.
And we have another action-packed episode for you this week again.
Yeah, it's because we've actually been doing lots of stuff this week. Like, you wanted to tell me straight off the bat, you've seen movies, you've gone out, you've done stuff, you've lived in the world.
I know, I went outside this week. Wow. I saw the sun. The sun saw me.
Yeah.
We got along. Not much to talk about.
No.
But what I did... That's enough to talk about.
Yeah,
that's carried some weight, I think, for this episode.
What have you been doing?
All right, I've seen three films.
Three?
Three this week.
In a week?
In a week.
Your money bags.
Two
money bags over
in
there.
A day. Two of them in one day.
That's weird. I don't think I could handle going to the movies twice in one day.
I will say this much, it kind of throws you out.
Yeah.
I've realized in a certain order that you watch films makes you like certain ones more.
Okay.
Now, the three that I saw this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw The Visit.
Okay, yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Pan.
All right, yep.
And Goodnight, Mommy.
Which we've talked about on the show, like the trailer and things like that.
Yeah, so. How the trailer blew up. And you know, I reckon I'll start with Goodnight, Mommy.
Okay, Goodnight, Mommy. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And literally just watched that one today. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's fresh in your mind.
Fresh in the mind. And
trailer
stuff like
looked
that.
Awesome. It looked scary as hell. Foreign film.
Yes.
Was it Swedish?
It's either Swedish or it's from somewhere.
Okay.
It's cool. Not here.
Yeah.
And I must say, I'm a little disappointed.
So it wasn't what you expected?
No. The problem is the way the film went for me.
Yeah.
Now, I honestly reckon because of, as I said, the way I saw films and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the reason why this one might have flopped for me. Without saying too much, I saw The Visit.
Yes.
It's incredible, but I'll say more afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
But because that was so good, it lowered my expectations on this.
Okay.
And I finally got through it, but I will say this much. The film has a twist.
Okay, right? Goodnight, Mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you've ever seen a twist before... Actually, you know what? If you've ever seen...
Any movie.
A movie before...
Yeah.
You pick the twist in the first 30 seconds.
Okay.
In the opening titles.
Yeah.
I remember I was watching it with someone, and I leant over to them, and I'm just sort of like, I bet you this is what it is.
Yeah.
I bet you this is what it is.
And ruin the movie for them.
Right. And yeah, and even they said, well, don't ruin it. It might change towards the end. But even they sort of said, it's a bloody good point that you brought up there.
Yeah.
Like, it's exactly... makes sense. Long story short, Goodnight, Mommy is a good film.
Suspenseful film. I would say suspenseful
not.
Over horror. It's not horror.
It's not horror. It's not suspenseful.
It's just...
It's very arty, I guess.
Yep.
It's almost like an... It's like an art film. It's kind of like... It doesn't hold the suspense. It doesn't have any of that in it.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know if it's meant to.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't.
For a quick rundown, if you haven't seen the other episode that we talked about it, a mum comes home from some sort of operation and the two kids believe it's not their mum. And that's the whole point of the film. They're trying to work out, is it mum, is it not? What happened to our real mum? Let's play tricks on this lady.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's what you get from the film.
Yeah.
I will say this much. The trailer is not what it makes out to be.
Okay.
That trailer is edited so remarkably well.
Yeah.
It's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
And when you finally watching the film and you're watching things unfold, you instantly pick it up. And I don't know if that's... It almost felt like Iron Man 3 all over again.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you lied to me, trailer.
Yeah.
In a way, this felt clever.
Yeah.
It felt clever. If I went in there with a clear mind of I wasn't looking for a twist.
Yeah.
Great film.
Okay. Okay.
Really well acted. It's got two twins now. I can't pronounce their names. I'm not even going to try and butcher them.
Yep.
This is their first film.
Okay.
They're great in it.
How do you know it's not just one person? Edited them twice.
We've got two different names.
Tom Hardy did it.
They're true in Legend.
In Legend.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have two different names. They actually use their real names. Lucas and Elias is actually their names. They actually use them in the film.
Yeah.
It is a good film. It's just... It gives away too much. And by the time the end of the film sort of comes up... It's like, you sort of like, all right, it was cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saw it.
Okay.
But that was it. So, if you guys have seen it, let us know what you think.
Let us know. Yeah, definitely. What else have you seen that you saw?
I'll go back to Pan.
Okay, Pan.
Right? Because I did see Pan before seeing The Visit.
Hugh Jackman is the lead actor or no?
No, it's
he's
actually...
In it.
He's in it. He plays Blackbeard.
Blackbeard.
Now, the premise of Pan, for anyone who doesn't know...
Yeah.
Like, really, if you don't know what this is, check out the trailer. It looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Pan is before Peter Pan.
Yes, it's what's happening in Neverland. It's how Captain Hook becomes Hook.
I'm not even going to say that much.
Okay, all
right. Right? Now, I'm not going to give anything too much away.
Yeah.
But I am going to let you in, like, on a little bit of a something if people thought what they were getting for this film.
Okay.
Now, for those who haven't seen it, for anyone who's seen the miniseries Neverland that came out,
no, I haven't.
You never saw it. Has is it Reese Fiennes or whatever his name? Is? He played
Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Okay,
is that his name? He played the Lizard in.
I'm pretty bad with names.
You know who I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. Though.
He played the Lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man. People.
Yes. Yeah.
He's in it. That I reckon is almost not a better adaptation, but I reckon it's a quicker adaptation to what this is.
So Pan is.
It's definitely a prequel. It's the beginning,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So to give you a run through, it's all about Pan discovering Neverland. Now Neverland has been changed immensely, hugely.
Okay.
Right?
They still have, like, the Lost Boys in that?
No, no Lost Boys in this one.
Okay.
Right,
they come in later.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah,
all right. You can't... I'll get to that, right?
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. It's not what I thought it was going to be. It's a good film, but... Like, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
What happened was, it was... you don't have the Lost Boys. You don't... You've got your Hook. You've got your Pan. Neverland is... Yeah, same. Neverland is drastically different.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a dream state now.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you can go there and... The physics are just all out. All the ships can fly.
Yeah.
Water physics is just sort of flying around and stuff like that. There are creatures that you've never seen.
Is this explained or not?
No, it's just a different Neverland. It's almost a different take on it. Okay. I like it. It's different.
Yeah.
Blackbeard's role of what he's doing there actually makes, I guess, a lot of sense.
Hugh Jackman's good in this.
He's great. He plays the part really well.
Yeah.
There's times where you forget it's him. You're just like, fuck, that's Wolverine. Like,
yeah.
you
yeah.
forget that.
He has an epic beard in it.
He does. And an epic hairstyle as
well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, moving on from that, it was like, as the film carried on and carried on and carried on, you're sort of like, all right, well, when's Hook going to become Hook?
Yeah.
When's Pan going to become Pan?
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe, if this movie doesn't get a sequel, or even a trilogy...
It's left up there.
It's crap. It's absolutely...
It's like the Golden Compass. I don't know if you've seen the Golden Compass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has Bond in it.
Yeah,
And
with the polar bear
that was supposed to be a trilogy. That had Nicole Kidman as well, and
huge
that was awesome.
Yeah,
and I loved it, and it never got picked up.
Yeah,
they never did any more, and it was shit because of that. Because all your questions are left unanswered.
Yeah, so it's cool to see a couple of little things unfold. Like you see, like the beginning of Tinkerbell, and you see these sort of things come in there.
Yeah,
but you never see the full picture. Like literally, I'm not giving this away.
if you don't want to hear
the ending here. But I'm looking at the last 20 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we're not going to wrap this up. That's what
I'm sort of like, he can't fight.
Yeah.
He can't fly.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, Hook is still a good guy. I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah.
And it's left like that.
Yeah.
I reckon the most he gets is he learns to fly. He becomes the sort of, the chosen one and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's Neo.
Yeah. And it's left with that. And then you sort of see all the Lost Boys get taken to Neverland.
Yeah.
That is the end of the film. And I'm like...
Okay.
The last line in the film, and spoiler, I will say this much, is Pan saying to Hook...
Yeah.
It's kind of that little nudge of, we're going to be friends forever, aren't we, Hook? And he's like, I'm sure we are.
Yeah.
And that's the last line in the film. And you're kind of like, all right, no what? But if it goes into a trilogy... It would make a lot of sense. I reckon it would look really good.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it still sounds cool. The epic casting, good special effects.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable film. And it's Rooney Mara, isn't it? Or
I have no idea who you're saying.
She was in the Dragon Tattoo?
With
Bond.
Okay, there you go.
She plays a really good part. It's Tiger Lily. Everyone's really well cast. Because obviously it's got Garrett, I can't pronounce his name. He was the guy in Tron.
No.
In the last Tron. Really? You're not following me on this one?
I don't like Tron.
Legacy? Or at all?
Never liked really Tron.
Wow, I'm not going to touch that.
Woo!
I think we have to have a Tron talk.
No, you're right.
Anyway, finally, I want to end this on a high note.
I want to hear this, because M. Night Shyamalan, The Visit.
Right?
Now, he's one of my favourite directors, and everyone seems to bag him.
Yeah, right? And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We saw the trailer, even you was like, eh.
I'm like, all right, cool. It's an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong film.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun with this. Not. And do you know what?
You were...
Eat
your words.
Oh, I did. The Visit is one of the greatest horror films I have seen this year.
Really?
Yeah, or if not for a very long time. Now, do you know what his... what is Shyamalan known for?
His twists.
His twists,
and he's
right?
still going to have twists. I'm assuming it's twisting and turning.
I forgot this, right?
Yeah.
Because I've seen his other films, The Happening, where you're like,
the twist is that movie was bad.
Yeah,
that was the twist.
And then he done The Last Airbender. I'm like, all right, no worries. Okay, look, you had Signs, you had The Village was all right,
Sixth Sense.
Then you had Sixth Sense, which
Unbreakable,
was amazing.
Unbreakable, still one of his best.
I hate Unbreakable.
I love Unbreakable. Wow,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I hate Unbreakable. One of the most boring movies I've ever watched.
Whoa!
Yeah.
You need to rewatch it.
No.
It is amazing.
No. Now.
Okay.
But I'm gonna praise this, right? The Visit is all about two kids that haven't ever met their grandparents.
Yeah, go stay with
them. Yeah, and the mother is like, no worries, go see your grandparents, spend a week there.
Yeah.
And weird shit starts happening.
Yes.
Right? You see that in the trailer.
Yep.
Now, the first thing I heard from some of the reviews coming in from this film is the movie is hilarious. It is so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how I like my comedy and horror together. It's got to be done right.
I think they go hand in hand. I think they're
they
good.
Can if they're done right.
Yeah.
This is done perfectly.
Wow.
The kid's comedic timing and the way he responds to things is
perfect.
Brilliant. Because both the kids in this are Australian.
Yeah.
They're both from Melbourne. And they're both brilliant. Even the grandparents in the room brilliant. So I can't say too much about this film.
No. But what I've heard, the trailer looks like it's a handycam, but what I have heard is that M. Night Shyamalan has edited it so well that the handycam is not everything and there is still solid fluid movements.
Yeah,
is that
not
correct?
No,
as in there's still scenes where they're not in control of the camera.
No, not true.
Really?
The whole thing's handycam.
Okay.
But the whole thing is really well done handycam, and the story makes a lot of sense. It's all about she's an inspired filmmaker. She wants to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So it's all about her first documentary.
Okay.
So everything's kind of done as if you're already watching a documentary.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it plays well like that. There is a huge twist in the movie, right?
Okay. Don't give too much away, because I don't want to see what this is. Yeah.
But I picked it, right?
Yeah.
About 5 minutes before it happened.
Yeah.
And then I went, no fucking way. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the coolest, not just the coolest horror film, one of the coolest films I've seen this year.
Okay. So definitely rate,
Visit.
Go see.
I'm going to see it again. It is fantastic. It's got the perfect amount of comedy. It's got the perfect amount of
jump
scares.
Does he do the cameo in it again?
No, he's not in it.
Oh, that's like one of his first. He doesn't do a little cameo.
But you know what? Everyone sort of like slams him for his films lately and stuff like that. This is very indie. I can tell because I saw it in a very small cinema anyway.
Yeah.
But it needs more praise.
Yeah.
This is him at his roots again.
Is it one of those movies, because, see, I find found footage movies are better to watch at home.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I mean?
On a smaller TV.
Like Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
You almost felt like, oh, I found this DVD.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's these filmmakers. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. But if you saw that on the big screen, it's so handycam that you're like, oh.
Yeah, and you're sort of like, oh, this is real because I'm watching it in the
cinema. It's at the cinema. So it's similar to that? Or
I reckon it holds up. I reckon because I saw it in a small cinema.
Yeah.
It has a very cinematic feel about it.
Awesome.
But you can't say anything about it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Whoever, he wrote it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As well as Blumhouse Productions behind it as well. The creators of, the Insidious franchise.
Okay, which you
saw.
So
those two coming together.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. It's amazing. Whoever hasn't seen The Visit, go see The Visit.
Awesome.
So,
they've got my money. I'll go see it for sure now.
Yeah, I'm going to see it again.
Sweet, man.
But that sums up, my three movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But what have you seen?
Well, I obviously, because we've just moved into the new house, I can't jump out of the cinema. Didn't have that kind of money. However, I have caught up some new shows on TV.
Right.
Okay, so The Muppets are back.
Yeah, I know. In pop form?
Yes. I saw
they're not
on
back in fog form.
No.
That's what you said.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I was so excited in telling the next bit. But they're on Hulu Plus. This is where I watched them. And the way that they've done it now, because The Muppets have always kind of been for adults.
Yeah.
Like, they have kid elements, but these are done for adults.
Yeah.
And this is very much like it's a reinvention of them. It's still got all the same characters that you love.
Yeah.
However, what it is now, it's kind of like Modern Family or The Office, where there's a documentary crew trying to film them behind the scenes while they do The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it is. And it's amazing. They've
good.
Done it so well. Like, it's, you know how, like, The Office, it's all about those awkward moments where they look at the camera and sort of smile and try and keep going, but they can't. The Muppets are doing that.
Oh,
and
really?
They can do those weird Muppet faces.
You
know what I mean? Like,
when Kermit the Frog
Kermit does
his
that.
Face.
Sort of, he makes his mouth go S.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like that. It's really, really good. There's only been one episode, so I can't judge it on a
season
of it. But it looks awesome. Very, very funny. Definitely, if you're a Muppet fan, if you're a Fraggle Rock fan, if you're a Sesame Street fan, go see it.
Is it very similar to like something like 30 Rock or something like that? Because that's very behind the scenes of a show or something like that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I still put it towards
The Office.
Definitely more like The Office.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good. You need to see it.
It's good. I'm worried about that. Like, it's one of those things that, like, when you take, it works for like something that, like, a cartoon that's done for adults.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got like your South Park and stuff like that, which is very clearly done for adults.
Yeah.
Now, has Muppets gone that route? Has it gone as far to say, like, obviously
it's not that dumb humor,
but...
It's not so bad that you couldn't have kids watching it.
Right.
It is kind of more or less like, you know those movies where you take kids to, and then the adult's kind of like, that was surprisingly really good, because all the jokes are so above the child's head that it sort of hits the adult.
Yes.
And that's what it is, because Kermit and Miss Piggy, they're split. They're over.
That made CNN News, that did.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what... This is where we're picking up the pieces on the Muppets.
Yeah, right.
He's got a new girl. Another pig.
Yes.
Yeah.
His type, isn't it?
It's definitely his type.
But this is what I'm sort of thinking with the... with the Muppets. I just don't know if they like that tone with it. It's like, is it kind of like with Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
Back when we watched Toy Story back in the day. So when I was a kid and I watched it, I'm like, wow, Toy Story.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
And then you watch it as an adult and then you realize some of the things that like Bo Peep says to Woody, like, I'll get someone else to watch the sheep tonight.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, oh,
it is kind of like that. I think it's still more to adults.
Yeah.
Like I find, apart from being colorful,
yeah,
not many kids will sit there and go, this is hilarious. They'll watch it because it's the Muppets.
Yeah.
It looks like Sesame Street characters, but it is still aimed at adults.
Cool.
And the other one that I've seen.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about because I loved the movie.
Haven't seen the movie.
Minority Report. You have not seen Minority Report?
I haven't seen Minority Report.
Wow, it's like Tom Cruise, Spielberg Cruise together.
It's a Spielberg Cruise.
Yeah.
Nice. It sounds like a lovely riverboat cruise.
Spiel Cruise. It's honestly awesome. It picks up the pieces. Like, if you're going to watch the TV show, watch the movie first because it picks up the pieces after the movie.
Okay.
It's honestly, it's action-packed. I think what they've got right in Minority Report is they've thrown enough money at the pilot anyway, because that's all that's out. Because it's set in the future, there's all those things where they'll get on a train and there's just advertisements everywhere, but they're like 3D ones and they're popping up. The window screen is a TV screen. And they've done that so well that you forget about it. Yet if they didn't have that, you'd be like, you can tell this is not in the future. It's done so well that it just blends in.
It has to be a part of it.
Yeah. It's honestly insane. They've kind of taken a reverse on the movie. In the movie, it was Tom Cruise, the male, looking after a cognate, one of the people that see the future, and this is taking a spin on it where it's a female cop helping a male person that can see the future. So, look, I won't give much away. It's action-packed, it's really cool, special effects are great, and I'll definitely keep watching it.
So. Excellent, cool. So,
Stay
with that.
But apart from that, I've just been getting snippets of news, celebrity stuff, and what's been happening. One that I thought was hilarious, Prometheus 2.
Oh, right,
It's because they want to get away from Prometheus altogether.
Which I think is a brilliant idea because I hear the name, as you just heard me then, I hear the name Prometheus and I'm garbage.
It is now Alien Paradise. That's the name of the movie.
That doesn't sound any better.
It sounds weird. I think they wanted Alien in the title so that people would be like, maybe this is the one.
Yeah.
Maybe they're connecting at this time. And I don't think they will. I think it's getting led into it.
I don't know what it is. It's just... there's a couple of films that are doing it, and they're only doing it now, right? Where, modern day is always getting, like, these really cool names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, Prometheus, that was a cool name. Like, obviously based on the ship and stuff like that, but you heard it, you're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
You hear Alien Paradise, I'm like, it feels like it's going to be fucking Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Like...
yes. Yeah.
But... and I hate when they do that. Like, it sounds so cheesy. Like, the last Paranormal Activity is about to come out.
Yeah, what are they calling it?
The Ghost Dimension.
Yeah, stupid.
It sounds shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just flat out. Like, it just sounds like, they may have called it, the spooky coaster.
It's like, honestly, it's almost like, when you read a book, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
It's don't judge a movie by its title.
But
and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
But I agree with you.
It sounds
crap.
I
won't go see a movie that has a shit title.
Because I don't know what it is. Like, Dimension sounds cool. You can have that. It's in the fucking everything.
Yeah.
Right? But Ghost. Like, unless the film is called Ghost and it's a romantic with fucking Patrick Swayze in it.
Which I'll be cool with it.
Yeah,
I'll be with it. Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, like, I watched the trailer. I'm like, it's all right. Because I'm talking about, like, Paranormal Activity here. Because they've changed a few things. But when it came up with the title at the end, I'm like, the Ghost Dimension? Really?
Yeah. What?
They're
really?
Going with that?
Yeah. Stupid.
Like,
stupid.
There was even, like, you had the other horror films that came out earlier in the year. Like, you had, like, one called Unfriended, right?
Oh, that was... isn't that a mocky trailer?
That's a real film.
Was it a really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a bloody good film as well.
Oh, really?
It was a horror film that's based on a Skype call.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it works so well.
I thought it was the one where people unfriended him on Facebook and then he sort of lost the plot.
It was sort of to do with that. Like, okay. It's all to do, unfriended is to do with that.
Yeah.
Right? But obviously, like, the way it's done, like, even when it's called Unfriended, once you see the film, you're like, makes sense why it's called Unfriended.
Okay.
But, like, when you hear the ghost dimension, you hear Alien Paradise.
Yeah. It sounds so B-grade that it can't be good.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I'm worried they're not about putting money into that.
No.
The writer's gone, well, you know what? I've done the script. Pay me more and I'll get you a good title. And the director's gone, no. I can come up with a good title, mate. Alien Paradise. Plus,
that's like saying, like, you know, if they released Jurassic Park, whenever it came out, 95 or whatever, and it was called Dinosaur Fun Park, would you go see it? No. Same film, but it's called Dinosaur Fun Park.
No way. No way.
No.
Yeah. No way. But I kind of want to see what the cover would look like if it was called that.
Dinosaur Fun Park.
Just sitting back on a chair, just smoking a cigar.
And it's Barney the Dinosaur.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. But it's the same film, though, just a different title.
Yeah, weird. Another one that you'd like, Matt Damon.
Love Matt Damon.
Finally admitted
he
got offered Daredevil first.
Really?
Yeah, he was offered Daredevil, turned it down, then they went to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to say, like, why is Matt Damon not a superhero? They said that he kind of formed his own superhero within Bourne.
Bourne, yeah.
But apart from that, he's not been in anything
super.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have powers. But yeah, Matt Damon actually came out and said, like, he was offered Daredevil and turned it down. He didn't want to be typecast as that. And now he's typecast as Bourne.
So he doesn't want to do the superhero thing whatsoever?
He said that. He might change his mind.
Yeah.
I'm assuming if bloody Christopher Nolan or someone like that went to him and said, look, we've got this idea, he'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Done. But yeah.
It's cool when, like, obviously, like, celebrities have moments like that. I was literally reading only yesterday about Chris Evans, who plays
Captain
America.
Every superhero ever made. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. Yep. But he was saying a little while back how he's, you know, sick of the character, it's all the same thing, I'm typecast, yada, yada, yada. He just recently went to San Diego Comic-Con, I believe.
Yeah.
Met all the fans. He doesn't obviously do it too often.
He just directed his first feature as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Missed that memo.
Yeah. It's a romantic comedy where he basically finds a girl and they have one night together.
Yeah.
And then they have to go separate ways. And it's what can happen in that one night.
Okay.
It looks really cool, but you can tell it's very low budget.
Sounds like Serendipity
that.
Or something.
It sounds like they did another one before Midnight.
Yeah.
And then they did Before Sunset and Before Sunrise with Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
It's very similar to that, but yeah, have a look. But sorry to cut you off.
No, that's cool. That's cool to hear
it.
But yeah, I happened just to read this on Twitter the other day, because that's the only social media I have.
Yeah.
Is because he was seen very heartwarmed by everyone that had come and told him these stories, obviously, how they've affected their lives.
Yeah,
he's affected their lives, playing these characters and stuff like that. And he said it's really gratifying to sort of hear all this, and it really revitalizes him playing that part.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's going to continue on to him playing more Captain America.
Did he laugh at them?
So
did he say that was funny?
Actually, it's hilarious.
That's my favorite role of his, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's brilliant at that. Overcapped.
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 What was that again? Or for those who don't know what we're talking about?
It's the Scott Pilgrim. He was the villain, yeah.
He played one of the ex-boyfriends.
Actually, it's hilarious. Yeah, brilliant.
But yeah, so that was very heartwarming just to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's, like I said, don't know if he's going to
do I love
do
humble
more,
stars.
But
love,
yeah.
Love them. Humble pie.
Humble. That's
humble
it.
Humble pie.
They have those moments.
And the last bit of info news that I've got before we can talk about anything else is the new Bond film, Spectre.
Right.
They have now done a cost estimate that they have crashed 24 million euros, not dollars, euros.
Yeah.
So I'm talking in Aussie dollars, we're probably talking more like 48.
Yeah.
That's almost doubled. $48 million in new cars, like Austin Martin, things like that. They've just wrecked them. Apparently, this will have the biggest car chase scene you'll ever see. It goes through the Colosseum, like all through, Rome.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it's massive. Crazy. It's got me amped up. It's also the longest running time Bond film. And as you know, Bond films run a long time.
Yeah.
It's got your boy Batista in it as one of the main villains.
Why is he my boy?
Because everyone loves it. Batista, you love the wrestling? Come on.
I love the wrestling, but I'm like, do I have a soft spot for Batista?
Yeah.
really, Batista's in
Batista,
Bond?
Yeah.
Do you know what my only problem with this is? What? And this worries me with films. Bond is a good franchise, right?
Bond is an amazing franchise.
I can't deny that, right? Yeah. Now, what film's it up to now? What film is this? 26?
20, yeah, it's 20-something.
20-something,
I can't
right?
count them all in my head.
You're the Bond guy, not me.
Yeah.
But what I hate a series doing, and it sounds like they're doing it, is they are now pushing it to the Bond limit. What are they going to do next?
They're redoing... You know how, like, basically... The Bond that they restarted with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
I almost called him Craig. Craig David. Yeah.
Craig David.
I'm walking away. but basically, they're now doing all the good stories that you've seen.
Yeah.
But more adult.
Yeah, I know, but this is the thing, right?
So Spectre's coming into it.
Yeah, okay, so Spectre's coming into it, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is the news for Spectre, right? They've destroyed that many cars for 24 million euro.
Euro, yeah.
What is the story going to be for the next film? Like, so the next one's coming out, Bond, whatever number it is.
Yeah.
Or no, this is the next Bond film, right?
Yeah.
But, like, in news today, we actually shot an actor just to, like, blow our budget out to, like, yeah. Well, they actually killed someone for this movie.
Before this Bond, the highest thing was because they were the highest product placement film ever.
Yeah.
For the last one, and now this is the they've just amped it up.
That's what when I look at films like this, I always look at news, right? And for some reason, that's astounding, right?
Yeah.
That is amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it always leaves me with like. I instantly think, what's the next story going to be? Because there's going to be another film. So what's the next story going to be? Like, you know, oh, we killed an actor. Or like, you know.
It's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, like we actually shot a monkey into space for this one.
Yeah.
Like.
just for that one shot at the end.
One shot, and we didn't even need the monkey in that spaceship.
We deleted that spot.
That's it.
We
like,
just got cut it.
Why? And I'm like, that's why I always think that, like, when I read things like that, because it's all on social media. It's starting to ruin everything.
What do you mean? Like, social media is ruining everything.
All right, this is going to start me on my next topic.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's a rant.
Okay.
I want to discuss it.
Whatever. Yeah, you're good.
Social media is ruining everything, right?
Why?
All right, I'm happy to hear all that stuff, but yeah, it ruins me as a person because I start thinking, yeah, what's next?
Yeah.
Now, I've only realized this the other day, and this is why I also got rid of Facebook. I'm like, you know, I want to catch up with someone, and I want to have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Now, this happened to me the other day, and I'm like, I can't escape it. I can't not do it.
Yeah.
Right? So, what happened? I got rid of Facebook.
Yeah.
We started a podcast.
Yes.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm voicing everything that I'm doing.
Podcast, a form of social media.
Exactly.
In theory, yes. Yeah.
Right? So, what happened was, I bumped into someone the other day. Someone who listens to the show.
Okay. Awesome.
Right? And he knows who he is, because instantly what I'm going to say is, I started going, oh, yeah, because I did, you know, I had to move house and do all this. And all he said was, yeah, I know, because I listened to the show. I'm like, shit, I have nothing to talk
say,
about.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, I know everything about you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Why?
Just smile and nod. So, how's that weather?
So, I really have to talk about literally what I'm doing in that day.
Yeah.
Right? Just to cover myself and make myself sound that interesting in that moment. Not that I was trying to do that then.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Like, I did have something to talk about then.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if I bump into someone and they listen to the show, all I'm going to be talking about is, oh, how's the show going? It's going great. You listen to it.
Yeah.
Or what am I doing very moment?
See, I've got a jar of social inadequate things that I've done.
Yeah.
Like, as in, I can just pull anything out there and just tell you something, like in my brother's Spider-Man outfit was buried under the kindergarten at Hackamy's Primary School, and it's still there somewhere.
It's still there.
Under the sandpit. I've got so many different stories that I can just throw out that it never bothers me. I've never run out of words to say.
Yeah, but do you know what? I'm the same thing. Like, I can pull stories out of everywhere, and that's why it works so well for the show. Right. But when I do it, I have to double check myself going, do you listen to the show?
Yeah.
Have you heard this story? If not, is it relevant to tell a story right now when you haven't heard? Like, when you're standing in line to, like, you know, I was standing in line to get a game, right?
Yeah.
So at that moment, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting NBA 2016 because it just came out here. So
I'm living in the moment now.
That's it.
In your mind, you're like, he doesn't know this bit yet.
Yeah, right? Because I'm doing it.
So you say, standing in line. So, I'm waiting to get my game.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, current stuff.
Yeah,
that was happening.
And that's all you can do. I can't... Yeah. Because once I mentioned about the house, right, I'm like, oh, I've been so busy, I can't play all my games.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know, because I hear it on the show. And I'm like, shit, I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And so what then happened was, I got the game. And yeah, it was good. It was actually cool seeing him. So like, because, like, he's a friend of yours. I don't know him that well, but he's great. And and that was, I was just running out of things to say. So I can't just jump into it and go, hey, and then start going into a sandpit story like you might have.
Oh,
like,
I can't. Did then.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about on the show.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
It works in social media.
Yeah.
And social media ruins everything. Do you agree? Do you agree seriously? No. Or do you enjoy it?
I love information.
I know you do.
I'm like a sponge.
Yep.
Even though I'm not amazing at literature and I'm really bad at pronouncing shit, I try. Take as much. Maybe that's my issue. I take in so much that I lose the detail.
Yeah.
But I love it. I'll take in as much from social media. That's where I got all my my celebrity news topics from.
Yeah.
Was because I'm on tip of the Facebook. I'm on this. I'm loving it.
I think it's so good, right? It is. It's handy.
Yeah.
But it ruins me as a person.
But that's only... I know why.
Why?
Because you are a very private person. Not many people know this. You're not in terms of...
Not even I know this.
No. That's how private you are. No. But like you are not private in terms of you'll tell anyone anything, right?
Yeah.
But when you get home,
what
happens behind closed doors never gets spoken about.
You make it sound like I'm running like some sort
of... I feel like there's a mystery with you, Soaps.
There's a mystery.
There's a mystery. No, but do you get what I mean? Like right now, you wouldn't want to talk about your private personal life.
No.
That's what I mean. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right, here I am, I'll just plaster Molly everywhere.
So, yeah. But
yeah, boom, she's there. she's on there.
But it's almost to the point, like, it's almost like because certain stories are past tense. So it's kind of like, I can do things, stuff like that. Like, obviously, I've had experiences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that you can't say on here and stuff like
that. But I do. Just say it.
So,
what do you mean? Is it sexy things?
No, nothing like
no,
that.
No, okay.
But it's just one of those things that's kind of like, it's not for me saying things. It's for me reading things. Like I said, it changes me as a person.
Social media, yeah.
That I start picking at things. I become more opinionated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't be thinking about that. Well, why am I bothering with that? Like,
yeah.
But
it's almost like a mind fuck in a way.
Yeah, exactly right. But that reminds me of something as well.
What's
right?
that?
Now, what you were just saying with your pronunciation?
Yes, I'm shocking, as you know.
No, it's
you're going to go into now.
It's beautiful.
This is the
beautiful
clip you got me with, isn't it?
Yes. Now, before we actually have, we've never done this before on the show. We never had a clip that we've gone back to.
Yeah.
So is that called a clip on an audio thing?
Let's call it a memory.
Now,
a memory spark.
It's a memory spark, right? Now, what this happened last week? I was just dicking around.
For those that don't know, we record when we're not actually ready to do the show, just in case something funny happens.
Yeah, just to cover our bases on what we're talking about.
Sometimes it might find its way into an outtake. This one's actually finding its way into an episode because you decided to do a mindfuck on me.
Yeah.
And it worked out so well in your book, and I had no idea what was going on. And I hope the listeners are in my side until the end when they went, oh.
Yeah. That's it. So I'm going to play this clip right now. Let us know what you think and stuff like that. Have a listen. Here it is. So I want to do this test.
Yeah.
You can take any word you want and stuff like that. I've seen it used. And I just want to see how well it works.
Okay.
Right? So I'm just going to use a simple word like yes.
Yes.
Right? Now spell yes. Spell yes.
Y-E-S.
S. Cool. So Y-E-S spells.
It's easy. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Right? So then you start like, you know, so if you add like an extra S on the end.
Yes.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm just going to take yes. Now spell yes.
Y-E-S.
Y-E-S, yes. Right?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah, so okay, far it's pretty easy. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Right? So now, you just go, so what is Y-E-S?
Yes.
Right. What is E-Y-E-S?
E-S.
No. What has?
E-Yes.
Yeah. Right? So spell yes.
Yes.
Right? So Y-E-S.
Yeah.
And what is E-Y-E-S?
E-Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? No, so I want you to do it again, right?
Yeah.
Spell yes.
Y-E-S.
Right. So Y-E-S. One more time.
Yeah.
Now, what is E-Y-E-S?
E-S. I don't get it.
This is brilliant.
E-S.
This is amazing.
E-S.
E-S. E-S?
E-S. What? I don't get it.
Right. Right.
Y-E-S.
Cool. Now, one last time, right? Just because everyone's listening.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening now. This has worked so much better than I wanted it to.
Okay.
Right? Spell yes.
Y-E-S.
Right. So what is E-Y-E-S?
E-S.
You're not kidding it, are you?
Nah.
Now spell eyes.
E-Y-E-S. Oh, that's stupid. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. E-yes.
That's brilliant. Oh, that works so much better than I planned. Now, how good was that?
I it's embarrassing hearing it like that. Because I, at the point now that I know the answer, I just want to go back in time and go, it's
eyes.
Eyes.
It's
what,
eyes.
What are you doing? Why E-yes?
E-yes.
E-yes.
It's just like
stupid.
Spell yes. It's
yeah.
Like, yep. And then it's like, now what is E-Y-E-S?
Yeah, I had no idea.
E-S. And you know what? It's not your fault. I got
you did that.
How
many people get done with this?
I don't know. Well, not many now. They all know the answer.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah.
So,
there's something else like that. If I say to you, what was it? Say roast 10 times quickly.
Roast, 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 roast.
What do you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Yeah, you bastard.
Why?
No, because people say toast.
Yeah.
Because they're saying roast. But that was like, really a bad one.
Yeah, but that's like the other one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you say milk 10 times.
Yeah, milk, 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 milk.
Yeah, what do cows drink?
Water.
Everyone knows that one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Everyone knows those ones, but I hadn't heard the ES one before.
No, definitely not.
And so. I saw a clip. It's, I don't know if it's a viral video, because I've only seen the video once, and you didn't even see it.
I have not seen it.
So it works really well.
Yeah. Well, I guess that gets me into something a little bit sneaky.
Yes.
We're talking a little bit sneaky on the download, mindfucking with people.
Yeah.
The association.
I want to hear about this.
You've got no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No idea. Like this, you brought it up last episode. We never spoke about it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, the association. And then I almost got you to talk about it before the episode.
Okay.
You said about five words. I'm like, save it. I want to hear this for the first time here.
Okay. So I know someone. Let's call him Mr. X.
All right.
Okay. He came to me while I was at work.
Yep.
And he's been a customer for a little while. I didn't know much of it. He's always been a little bit, I'd say, shady in terms of he'll come in, buy a couple of things, not really talk to me, and then leave.
That's what all customers do.
Yeah, pretty much those damn shady customers. But one day he said, oh, do you mind if I have a quick chat to you? I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, signaled for me to come out from behind the counter and go into a section.
Did he show you his gun?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I went and had a chat to him.
Yeah.
And I said, is everything all right? And he's like, look, because the last game I bought, I think it was like Gears of War, like an old game.
Yeah.
That was actually about me. I'm like, what?
That's it. That was my response.
What? Because that was actually about me. They've made that game because they knew I'd play it at this point in time. And I said, what do you mean? And then he started telling me about the association.
Yeah.
What it is obviously he's, I don't know. I don't know what to say. He's not. He's obsessive compulsive.
Yeah.
To the point where he believes people are giving him signals,
yep,
or giving him messages in newspaper headlines, in cinema, in game, in advertisements,
yep,
for him to live his life.
Like subliminal messages.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's not uncommon. We've seen movies where this has kind of happened before, like that Mel Gibson one, things like that. It's an older one.
Yeah, it happened to Tom Cruise's recently. Syndicate is real.
Yeah, the Syndicate is real. But yeah, so basically it started like that. I said, what do you mean? He started telling me, he's like, well, I write a journal.
Yeah.
He goes, now I know if I leave my home,
yeah,
they'll break in, read his journal, and that's how he communicates back to them.
Yeah,
now,
right.
He sees therapists, he sees a lot of people to try and shake this.
Yeah.
But he'll never fully shake it. And, like, he reckons that he'll be at a bus stop. And you know how sometimes you just overhear someone else talking?
Yeah.
He believes that they're doing it in such a way that it's meant for him to overhear it.
Yeah.
And there's a message. So he'll connect the dots. And the thing is, you might, there's no dots there to connect, but he's putting them together.
Yeah.
And he's coming up with things that he needs to do in his life.
Yeah, right.
Which has kind of got me to the point where I'm like, how close should I be talking to this guy?
You know what? I'd be closer. What an interesting life.
Well, it is, but at the same time, I move stores a lot.
Yeah.
And he always seems to find me.
Yeah.
And I asked him how one day, and he said, the messengers told me to come here and meet you. And I'm like, what? Like, mind blown. What do you mean the messages? And he would tell me, like, if you took yesterday's newspaper and the movie that he watched on the telecast movie yesterday.
Yep.
It was...
And your personal records to which dog you moved to.
Yeah, pretty much. He got all this information to come see me, and he believes he knows what's happening in the future.
Yeah.
Because of the current climate of things. He's just crazy.
Do you know what? I'm not going to go on that wavelength with you. I'm almost going to say that is so interesting to live an interesting life like that.
Yeah.
That is almost like an intelligence beyond. Like,
he's connecting way too much that's not
yeah,
there.
All right. I reckon, okay, I'm not going to go too far with this and make myself sound nuts.
Yeah, no, you're
but
right.
But, like, it is a form of, like, obviously, you know, in society, a modern day society, people look at that going, that's not normal.
Yeah, it's because it's not soaps.
Right.
You do this.
No, God.
I'm waiting for it to come out there. The reason I don't say much on the podcast
is because of the association.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's very interesting. I reckon for him to connect dots like that is really fascinating, very interesting. I reckon it's a form of intelligence, definitely.
Yeah.
But obviously not one that's needed in society.
Yeah.
Because all it seems to do is make him paranoid.
Well, it's kind of like that. Was it a beautiful mind?
Yeah.
Like, he'll go home and he'll, like, do mathematical equations in newspapers and books and circle words.
Yeah.
And then he'll stop. He must live in one of those rooms where shit's everywhere on the wall.
Newspaper clippings.
Yeah. There's always three TVs running different news broadcasts.
Yeah.
He's like bloody, what do you call it? Like the guy that helps the superhero.
What?
He's like the home base.
Home, he's HQ.
He's HQ.
He doesn't have a hero though.
Well, no.
That we know of.
Not yeah.
So
boom. Has strange things in Adelaide been happening?
So I might have missed them. He could have taken care of them.
That's all I'm saying.
So I reckon that's really interesting though. Do you see this guy often?
Once a week.
A week?
When he gets told to come see me.
Right.
This is what I mean. And, like, I have to watch what I say because I don't want him to suddenly think that I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if he already does think, because sometimes he'll come in and it's like he doesn't know me. Like, he won't even act. I'll be like, hey, how you going, dude? Won't say his name, but hey, how are you? Hey, going? Boom. Nothing. He won't say anything. Just grab his game, walk out, pay his money, leave. And then the next time he'll come in, I'm like, are you all good from last time? He's like, what last time? I want to know more.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with him, but at the same time, I don't.
No, you could end up on a chopping block.
Yeah.
Like, I take that back. I don't think he's that way inclined at all. I reckon, it's fascinating, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, like, we're coming towards the end of an episode here, but I'm just going to finish by saying, like, I find people like that very fascinating. Like, I'm very intrigued by how the mind works, like, how... Like, people are just, you know...
Yeah, like that piece stuff together.
Yeah.
But can you be friends with that person? It's like, you like watching Cosmo Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But could you honestly be friends with Cosmo Kramer?
Not really.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's not saying, you know, could we get, like, you know, Cosmo Kramer on the show? No, it wouldn't work, because he'd just be over the top with everything, right?
Yeah.
But could you get that, like, you know, Mr. X on the show? Because it's kind of like... He'd be really interesting to listen to. Like, obviously, I don't think it can happen, but I'm just saying, like, but that would be really interesting.
But then he'd know where I live.
No.
That's it would have to go
interview somewhere else.
Somewhere else. So I guess we'll leave it on that little X-Files for today. What do you think about that?
I reckon that's really cool. Like, it's a cool way to end it as well.
Yeah.
So it's left me up in the air. I want to say more about it, but, like, I don't even know what to say.
I'll keep you posted on more stuff that's coming out because I see this guy a lot. I've got the inside. Maybe I'm the hero. Maybe he's letting...
It's okay.
Maybe this is the prequel, but... Your
maybe this is what
story.
I need.
Yeah, this is my origin story. The May Contain Hero. Guys, there is going to be a poll. A poll's coming up.
Yep, so watch out for it. You can watch walk up. Into it.
No. A poll for them to rank. We've this room.
Yeah, we're rank.
The name.
We smell rank in
we
this
smell
room.
Rank.
It's very hot.
It's come down to two different names.
Oh, the shed.
Yes.
I was shed. Way off.
Yeah, the poll. A poll, you know, questionnaire poll.
Yep.
So it's come down to two. A lot of people have been throwing up some really good ones.
Yes.
And I said I'll put the most liked ones up.
Yeah.
It's come down to two. One is Fortress of Potitude.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. I like
all it. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Second one, The Container. And I kind of like that.
Sorry, I didn't cheer on that one.
Yeah, The Container.
You went with the big one for
yeah.
Sortress of Potitude?
Fortress of Potitude.
What did I say first? I said Sortress.
Sortress.
Well, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
I got so excited, I said it backwards.
That was a spelling error.
Yeah, so...
yeah, so those two will go up. Please like the one that you think it should be called. There was another one, The Contain Cage.
The Contain Cage?
The Contain Cage.
So,
yeah.
Oh, I get The Container now.
That's
smart.
The Container. Yeah.
It's clever.
That's what I mean.
It's clever.
I like
I'm sorry. That was good.
So we'll put one or two or three of them up there. Please click like, subscribe, do all that kind of crazy things. Jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or at @may_contain on the Twitters for any extra info.
Yes, guys, and we're also on YouTube now. Jump over there. Just look up May Contain the Slap. You'll find us. We've actually got some playlists up now, so you can go back and listen to a couple of 10-minuties in a row and a couple of season ones in a row.
Yeah, so it's really nothing big at the moment. It's just a lot of our older stuff that's going back up at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, which is great.
We'll keep you posted. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And until next time, yes...
Thanks, guys.